Coach Jim Larrañaga joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, former head coach at the University of Miami. We love talking to him on Thursdays. And I guess the basketball world right now is talking about the Knicks, Coach. Certainly the South Florida, New York transplant basketball world is talking about the Knicks. Are you stunned that the Knicks lead the Celtics 2-0 in that series with both wins happening in Boston?
I can't believe what's going on in the NBA. The home team is losing. The higher seed is losing. It's the first time in NBA history that the lower seed won game one. That's 4-0 in to start a series. It's crazy. And then for the Celtics to be 0-2 and the Knicks to be 2-0, going back to New York. Do you know what that crowd in Madison Square Garden is going to be like? Thinking this is a chance to get to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. It's unbelievable.
And Coach, with Boston, like we've talked about it on the show a number of times, where they're where they are. They're the number two seed in the East because they shoot threes. They have attempted 100 three-pointers in the first two games. Can they change, like this late in the season, could you change an approach that got you the number two seed in the East? Because you're just not shooting well. The ball's not falling.
Yeah, well, what has to change is you got to start making those shots. You know, it's one of the things. It's like, okay, let's say you play golf and you have a bad round. Okay, you come back the next day, I'm going to play better, and you have a worse round. You don't start changing your swing and start changing your game. You just got to concentrate and focus on what your game is and do it better. And I think that's what the Celtics have to do. They got to start making some threes.
But does it infuriate you when you look at first two games of round two of the NBA playoffs and they've missed 75 three-pointers? Just from a basketball standpoint, that is the reality of the game today. You lived it at UM. Three is obviously worth more than two. But when you look at the actual numbers, 75 missed three-pointers, does that drive you mad?
Okay, I'm going to quote John Wooden. You guys know the great coach at UCLA. I spoke to him one time in my life. It was a 20-minute conversation. And here's what he said to me. The two most important words in the English language are love and balance. And he used basketball as the example of balance. You have to have defensive balance and you have to have offensive balance. And in offensive balance, you got to have an inside game and an outside game. If you're so focused on your perimeter game and it's not going well, do you have the ability to adjust and maybe go inside, maybe drive the ball and get some layups and get to the foul line? Right? So there really needs to be a little bit more balance in all these teams that just constantly are shooting threes. Need a little bit more balance. It's one of the things that has made the Celtics also so successful. They are good at getting to the basket when they try. They just launched it. To miss 45 threes in a game, that was surprising to me.
And Coach, something from my coaching standpoint too, something I heard all morning on ESPN, it was genius to make Jason Tatum go left in the last, the last offense. It was genius to make. Like, as a coach, do you know guys, like, was it that genius to make him go left? Was he that much more inefficient on the left side of the court than he is on the right side of the court?
Well, here's what I would say. As I was observing the game in live action, they had set up a play, the possession before, where Jason Tatum was actually the inbounder, threw it, got it back, and now was at top speed with a ball screen near the midcourt line. So it forced a switch where he was attacking the big Robinson and able to just run by him and dunk the ball. The Celtics hoped that he'd be able to do that a second time. But the Knicks, they observed that. They saw it, how he torched them. They made a conscious effort not to let him drive right, and it worked. Now, the other side of it is, going left, it's not like he can't make a jump shot going left, but he got himself in a little bit of a tight situation where he used like four or five dribbles to get to his left, and now the whole defense knew he's shooting the ball. And then when he got himself in trouble, he tried to get himself out by making a pass to Jaylen Brown, and Bridges made a great defensive play stealing that pass. Had he got it to Jaylen Brown, Jaylen Brown probably makes that shot, and the Celtics are 1-1. Instead, Bridges makes the steal, and I don't think this series is over by any means.
Do you like, Coach, how wide open the NBA is right now? I go back just a couple of years. You knew LeBron was going to the finals with the Cavs. He made it 8 straight years with the Heat in Cleveland. You had the super team in the Golden State Warriors, especially when Kevin Durant goes there. You knew they were a lock for, at the very least, the conference finals. Do you like how wide open it is right now, where we kind of thought who the top dogs were, OKC in the West and Cleveland and Boston in the East, but you know, both teams or all three teams have been pushed. Cavs and Boston are down 0-2. As good as OKC looked last night, Denver clearly is going to push them to the limit. Like, do you like how really we don't know who's going to the finals right now?
Yeah, no, I like that, Solana. I think, you know, what makes sports so great, it's reality TV. You don't know what's going to happen. You can guess, and a lot of gamblers are probably guessing wrong right now because the favorites are Hockman for sure.
I live bet the Nuggets last night plus 21 when they were down about 25. I said, they're not going to get blown out by the. So, yes, I'm one of those guys. I'm sorry.
Here's what you have to remember. The Clippers beat the Nuggets by like 30, and then the Nuggets came back and won three straight. So one of the things about basketball, and I've said this throughout my career, there's only two things you have to do. One, put the ball in the basket. Two, keep the other team from putting it in the basket. The problem is when you're trying to put the ball in the basket and you're having a hard time, and maybe it's the defense, maybe you're just having an off night shooting. Players don't shoot the ball the same way every night. Even the great players don't shoot the ball the same way. You know, Jokic only had 17 points last night. He only made 6 field goals. The game before, he had like 42. So, you know, you don't shoot the ball the same way. So could the Celtics go into Madison Square Garden and shoot lights out? Absolutely. All right. Are they all of a sudden going to change their strategy and say, oh, this isn't working, we'll try something else? Well, that's going to be up to Joe Mazzulla, the staff, and the players, because the game plan is what's so important, and the adjustments, because I've seen so many great coaches make adjustments. Eric Spoelstra made an adjustment against the OKC in the Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook series. He used LeBron James as a post player, as a point guard, as a perimeter three-point shooter. Coaches, really smart coaches, make adjustments. And I'll be very, very anxious to see what the Celtics will do to make adjustments so they can get back in the series. And then what are the Knicks going to do? You know, they've played absolutely awful to fall behind by 20 points in 2 games. Are they going to do that again at home, or are they going to figure out how to get the lead and stay out in front?
Coach, I got to hear a Coach Larinaga, Hall of Fame coach, down by 50. What do you tell a team when they're down by 50 during a timeout?
Hey, it's very, very simple. We don't talk about the score. I always tell the team at timeouts, don't play the score, play the game. And what does it mean? Okay, we're down 50. After the game, I'll say, hey, just wasn't our night. Erase that from your mind. Let's get ready for the next one. It's much more difficult and challenging psychologically when you know you had the ball in your hands with a chance to win the game and turned it over. Because that you don't forget. That's one that plays on your mind. The great competitors, they get angry. Like Michael Jordan, he loses a game like that. He's coming back with the idea, I'm killing these jokers. They think they beat me and that I'm not Mr. Clutch. Oh, yeah, they're going to find out differently tonight. So we have to see how these teams that have fallen behind, right, how they respond to the pressure of being behind. It's the same pressure that the Knicks felt when they were down 20 in the third quarter. Hey, how do we respond to this deficit? And they didn't put their heads down. They didn't complain. They didn't pout. They pulled together. I mean, look at Bridges. He was shut out in the first three quarters and then scores the first 7 points in the fourth quarter to cut a 15-point lead down to 8 and make it a game. And then everybody else rises to the occasion, and Jalen Brunson does what he's been doing, missed the clutch, making some key plays down the stretch.
Just out of curiosity, apropos of nothing, but Crowder mentioned, you know, you're a UM Hall of Famer. You are nominated for the actual Basketball Hall of Fame. You have been around basketball forever. Your son is an assistant with the Clippers. I mean, your basketball lineage runs deep, and it is a long career. Could you sit courtside for one of these two upcoming Knicks games? One of the toughest tickets in basketball. Could Jim Larrañaga lean on enough people to get courtside seats?
Oh, do I have enough connections to get that ticket?
Be honest, Coach.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But, you know, normally what I would tell you is yes, but courtside on the wood, you know, you got to be able to call a Pat Riley or Tom Thibodeau.
Right.
You know, your wife says one to of you, your players, a former player.
Your wife
player.
Says, you know, I would love nothing more than to go to one of these Knicks-Celtics games. Maybe they're going to close it out in the fourth game. What do they play? Tomorrow, Friday, and then Sunday, I guess. So she says, you know, I want to go Sunday. Maybe it's a closeout game. I mean, it's one of the most expensive tickets right now in the country. I mean, would you put in a call to Pat Riley if Mrs. Larrañaga wanted to go?
Is it for me and my wife, or is it for you and Crowder?
No. I'm not going. I can't go. I can't. I have no interest in going. I'm just curious how much juice Jim Larrañaga has.
Well, it depends on the day. the Knicks Celtics, you know, I used to have a ton of friends with the Celtics. I still know Brad Stevens, Austin Ainge. I talked to him before game one. And Austin Ainge is I don't know, director of player personnel, or he's got some, you know, executive position with the Celtics. Danny Ainge, I've known him since his playing days at BYU when our Virginia team with Ralph Sampson beat BYU in the Elite Eight. That's how long I've known those guys. So, yeah, when I went out to watch the Denver Nuggets play the Clippers, my son was able to provide those tickets for my wife and I. So there I have a contact. But right now I have to really, you know, reach out to some friends to get that done.
And Coach, is that the best seats in the house? I know it's prestigious to sit with your feet on the wood, but even football games, I enjoy seeing it from the bigger picture. I don't like to be on the sideline during football games if I'm not a part of it.
Oh no, I like being on the wood. You're in the action. You know, when I'm on the wood with the Miami Heat or with the Clippers, I know all those guys. So they come over, they say hello, they shake your hand. You feel a part of the action. When I'm up in the stands, I might have some fans say to me, "Hey, aren't you the coach of Miami?" But that's not the same as having James Harden walk over to you and say, "Hey, Coach L, good to see you."
I like being in a suite because that's where the cookies are, the cookies and wings and stuff. I don't even care if I watch the game. I just want nicely catered suite. You don't strike me as a suite guy, Coach. You don't strike me as a guy who would want to watch the game in the antiseptic confines of a suite.
No, I don't really like sitting away from the action, being in a suite where you're – you know, you spend most of your time, and to me, the suites are for being social.
That's right.
You know, talk to your friends. Talk to, you know, last time I was in a suite in the Barclays Center was when two of our players got drafted, Bruce Brown and Lonnie Walker got drafted, and we reserved a suite, and we had a ton of friends, some from Miami, some from New York, some from Philadelphia, all joined us in the suite. And all we did was talk all night until those guys got drafted. And then after the two of them got drafted, we packed up and left. Being on the wood in the NBA playoffs, being that close to the action, and being able, if you can communicate with a player, like, hey, great shot, or, you know, or if he gives you five or a fist bump, yeah, that's fun.
And, Coach, it's something I've said before, and I love, you know, I'm a very social dude. We're always out hawking me. We go to all the stuff. I hate when I'm watching a football game and somebody asks me, oh, man, should they double that receiver? Shouldn't they slant to the left? Shouldn't they? Do you like talking real X and O basketball while you're enjoying a game?
No, not at all. I'm on social media right now, and I do something called timeout, which is a question where the possible answers are A, B, or C. And if you were the coach, which one would you choose? With fans, one of the feedback that I'm getting is the fans are all over the place. A is definitely the answer. No. B is definitely it. No. C, you got to go with C. So when you're a coach, you don't get to choose A, B, and C. You make one choice, and it better work. So in Joe Mazzulla's case last night, he had one timeout left. He had a choice to call it. He chose not to. Now, here's what I would tell you about that. Let's say Jason Tatum shot and missed. Okay? The Knicks get the rebound and they foul. The guy goes down and misses the free throw. Hey, get the rebound, call timeout. Now you got, move it to midcourt. Now you got a second chance to get a game-winning shot. So there's a lot of strategy that the fan, the normal fan doesn't even consider.
But, I mean, you're literally figuring that out. I mean, they're bringing the ball up. Like, you're that far ahead. What if he misses a shot and then we foul them and then he misses a free throw? I'd love to have that timeout still.
Yeah, okay. So do you know who Josh Waitzkin is?
Mm-mm.
Do you know who Josh Waitzkin? Oh, man, he's – have you ever seen the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the chess movie, yeah?
Yeah. And Josh Waitzkin is—that's who it's about. That's a true story. And he was a chess champion, world champion. All right. So Josh Waitzkin got to know Joe Mazzulla, and Josh Waitzkin and the Celtics hired him because as a chess master, you have to see the board 3, 4, 5 moves ahead. And so Joe Mazzulla actually went to the jungle. In Africa, I believe, and spent a couple of weeks with Josh Waitzkin. And then when they came back, the Celtics hired the guy because he's brilliant, right? And so he was helping them, you know, with the mental side of the game. And Josh Waitzkin is not only a world champion in chess, he quit playing chess to become a world champion in martial arts. He's like, I think they call it hands tai chi. So you're talking about one of the world champions, not in one skill, but in two, and he's now working with the Celtics. So I'm guessing that they're having team meetings or individual meetings, maybe even with Josh Waitzkin or with Joe Mazzulla, and they're talking about, okay, we lost these two games. What do? We got to figure out a way to win this next game. It's one game at a time. If we can win game 3, all of a sudden, maybe the momentum will shift. You never know if someone is going to get hurt. Look at the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're down 0-2, but they've got injured players. They had 3 key players sitting on the bench in those games. The Golden State Warriors are up 1-0, but they got Steph Curry hurt. He's got a pulled hamstring. What's going to happen to them? The game changes game to game.
Man, fascinating every week talking to you. Love talking to you. Billy Idol is coming to Fort Lauderdale, Amarin Bank Arena next week. If you can get me and my wife good tickets, we'd appreciate it. Just lean on some of your friends there. You are Coach L. Jim Larrañaga, he joins us on Thursday.
You were going to ask me about the Who.
Oh, the Who announced a farewell tour. How about that?
Unbelievable.
You know who I just bought tickets for?
I went to the Broadway show, Tommy, like how long ago was that? 70. 40 years ago?
Do you know who I just bought tickets to see? Are you a Van Halen fan at all?
No, but I know who he is.
David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's touring. He's 70.
He's a young guy. if he's younger than me, he's young.
You gotta move well, Coach. You move better
than David Lee Roth. No Coach, we look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks for making time, as always. Guys.